The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday. Yes, folks, this is live. I'm not dead, thank God. I'm back from near death on the 16th day of February, 2017. And by the way, I am most appreciative during my lengthy illness. It was lengthy for me. I appreciate people leaving me alone, not calling me and wishing me speedy recovery or emailing me or whatever. I know that you had concerns, as I did myself, obviously, but I do appreciate being left alone when I most needed to be left alone. But I have to mention Candy here. She sent this wonderful little card over, and she wrote a note in it, but... it said, rest, rejuvenate, and be well. And I've never seen a card like this. These are like little plastic appliques, but they're so finely detailed on the front of this Get Well card. It's got a little tea bag, an actual little bag with a little tag on it, and it's just the neatest thing I've ever seen, and I appreciate it, and I recognize the name because she donates to the network via PayPal, and I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you so much. I thank you. I thank you for the kind words. Really, really nice. At any rate, mom and pop shops aren't the only ones closing their doors to support immigrants as part of a Day Without Immigrants protest. McDonald's locations have shuttered for the day. The nationwide event is a combination of protest and a strike. It's in response to President Donald Trump's immigration agenda, which has included a pledge to build a wall along the Mexican border and enact a travel ban on citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. And again, let me remind you, this is not Donald Trump's list. He simply borrowed it from Barack Obama. The purpose of the protest is to show just how disruptive immigration changes by the government could impact consumers' everyday life. Let me stop and digress for a second. If I'm running a business or a company, and I've got employees that want to take the day off because they want to protest because of the President of the United States, guess what? Don't bother coming back tomorrow because you're not going to have a job because I'll fill it with an American. How's that one? Can we do that? As I said, in response to President Trump's immigration agenda, The purpose of the protest is to show just how disruptive immigration changes by the government could impact consumers' everyday life. Darren Tristano, president of the Technomic, told CNBC, for McDonald's franchises and company stores, it is likely best to close the restaurant versus trying to manage the restaurant with inadequate service staff. Or if you've ever seen a McDonald's menu, inadequate menu. But that's aside from the point. Although many customers will see this as an inconvenience, many will understand. Let me tell you something. More people are not as forgiving. For the inconvenience, it's not the inconvenience. Stuff happens. People get sick. Buildings burn down. Managers don't show up, can't keep the little renegades in their job slots to do their job for the day. There's many reasons why a business might shut down, but never because a president and his immigration policy that has varied not very much from past presidents going back many, many, many administrations. They seem to forget this. And by the way, McDonald's first quarter sales could be affected by these closures. One day, folks, I'm talking about, as it already faces difficult comparisons with first quarter 2016, which benefited from an extra day of February 29th. Same-store sales were up 5.4% that quarter, fueled by value deals and all-day breakfast. Yeah, I'm sure that's the real reason. Representatives from McDonald's did not immediately respond to CNBC's request for comment. Of course they're not. Because the idiots are making political statements. I mean, how did the other employees feel that weren't down with this immigration thing that lost a day? Are you McDonald's going to pay those people for your choice to shut the restaurant down because a few people decided that they were going to boycott? What about those people? Oh, and by the way, yeah, your talk about replacing even the Mexicans with automated burger flippers. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure that'll do it. Well, some of the backlash they got on Twitter. Tried to get a cup of coffee at McDonald's. Closed. Went to the next one. Closed. I don't need coffee. #DayWithoutImmigrants. Another one. My best friend works at McDonald's, and nobody showed up to work. Well, that's because they heard that half the staff wasn't going to be there, so why the hell show up? And one of the... We got one here, local owners of Central Texas is what they call themselves. This restaurant will be closed on Thursday, February 16th. We will reopen on Friday, February 17th. We apologize for any inconvenience. Really? Because you want to make a political statement. Really? Well, I'm going to make a political statement, and I've admitted this, much to my chagrin, on air, that I do like their sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin. And by the way, just for those that want to brave going into McDonald's, forget the folded egg and forget that round egg. Make them put a scrambled egg on it. It improves it 100%. But don't tell them I told you that. Another one. The at McDonald's on William Cannon and South First is also closed today. A day without immigrants. #A day without immigrants. Yep. That's our little Moscow on the Colorado down there. Keep Austin weird. We're trying to vote you out of Texas. You can take your county sheriff down there. You can take your Alvarez Cero or whatever the hell the police chief's name is. And you can take all your liberals, your communists, your open socialists down there. And you guys can float yourself on down the river. How's that one? We won't miss you. Which, by the way, it's Sanctuary City. And it's also big on Agenda 21. It's a smart city full of some very dumb people. Here's another one. A day without immigrants. Posted at McDonald's. Employees of this establishment are in observance in support of a day without immigrants and thus have decided not to report to work. For your convenience, McDonald's at the following locations will be open. And this is from Aurora, Illinois. I mean, the wife of Pablo says, I was pleasantly surprised to see... the at McDonald's I went to this morning was closed. But not everybody, social media users, were pleased with the chain's closure. #A day without immigrants means being able to order in English at McDonald's and receiving a correct order the first time. Oh, my God. How true. Especially here in Texas. You got to damn near be bilingual. And if you don't have a shift leader at McDonald's to do the interpretation... really slows down the order process when you can't talk to the person in English and have them understand. And you can't point at the pictures because they're too far away. You can't even give visual clues. At McDonald's, why is your store in Washington, D.C. closed for protest day? Because you can't get the people that are on welfare to quit taking welfare and go work in Mickey D's. That's why. At McDonald's, your store in New Brighton, Minnesota is closed because of immigration protest. I'm going to Subway for breakfast instead. Good for you. And this is what we should do. And I'm going to do this. I'm not going to McDonald's again. They can go to Mickey D's self-created hell. And I don't, at this point in time, I don't give a damn if you replace actual workers, well, illegals, with mechanical burger flipping machines. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. I think the Golden Arches has made its run in America. What do you think? Can we get over it? Hell, I can remember going to Mickey D's and getting a hamburger, which, by the way, was actually hot. The burgers weren't pre-cooked and thrown into a little warming bin and then assembled for you per your order. Remember, they used to cook their burgers like White Castle still does. You walk into a White Castle, order a bag of their little burgers, their little gut sliders, they're always hot. Why? Because they're grilled up fresh. That's what McDonald's used to do. And if you try this, just for your own palatial or palatal enlightenment, walk into a McDonald's, do a special order. You order a quarter pounder, or they've got the Grand Mac, I guess, now. It used to be the size, I think, of the original Big Mac, which, by the way, they stole from Big Boy restaurants. That's why it was called the Big Boy restaurant chain. They used to make a double-deck burger with a little bun in the middle. They call it a Big Boy. So McDonald's ripped the idea off of somebody else, which, by the way, the Big Boy sandwiches, 10 times better than what McDonald's ever thought about producing. But try this. Go into McDonald's, say, I want a special order. Well, okay, what do you want? Well, I want a quarter pounder. I want the meat cooked up fresh. And you tell me that the taste difference isn't improved by 50%. Corporations trying to automate and streamline and shove across the counter something that's barely edible. Yeah, Mickey D's, you made a fatal mistake. And I'm so glad that you did. I hate you even more now than I did before. Now I won't tolerate it. All right, who do I have on the phone here? Okay. I rambled on enough that they dropped. Okay, good. I mean, this is absolutely, I can't get my mind wrapped around this. The NFL, as I started to say earlier, Governor Abbott down here. The NFL told the governor, look, you're not in the running for any more Super Bowls because like South Carolina, their bathroom policies, we didn't like that. So we're not going to have any Super Bowls in South Carolina, but they threatened Texas. Now, understand, we got the Dallas Cowboys down here. Remember, America's team, self-proclaimed and professed America's team. And we got the egomaniac over there that has a bigger ego than George Steinbrenner, the New York Yankees, had, which is saying something, okay? You got the Houston team down here. What do they call them? Oh, that's right. It's the Texans now. So Jerry Jones builds a billion-dollar-plus stadium that he's not going to be able to host any Super Bowls in. Whoops. But Abbott stood up and he said, look, you know, you people are the ones that have the problem. You got players that like to beat the crap out of women. You got players that want to make political statements by not at least standing. You know, you could stand there and roll your eyes or clasp your hands behind your back or do whatever you do when the national anthem is played. You guys have no control. You got rapists, muggists, and little murderers playing football, earning millions of dollars, and you're threatening us because we don't want to have universal bathrooms because somebody is gender confused? Really? He told them to stick it in their ear. And again, the backlash against the NFL can't be calculated, but I can tell you what, it's not going to bode well for them. And guess what you get to do, folks? If you love football so much and you put up with the high prices of their overpriced hot dogs and beer and tickets that the rates are being raised every year, if you convinced yourself that, hey, you know, gosh, that's the price of a ticket, okay, maybe I won't attend as many games as I used to, how about not attending at all? How about you season ticket holders? How about you people not renewing next year? And if there was one club that had their crap together, but it is in Wisconsin, it's the Cheeseheads, it's the only franchise in the NFL that's actually owned by the people, not by a mega corporation or somebody that does deals with mega corporations. You ever notice that every one of these damn football stadiums is named after a gigantic corporation? So keep screwing around. Make your political statements. You're going to piss off a large group of people somewhere, and it's going to affect you. By the way, there is a, on our website, republicbroadcasting.org, I've not seen this video posted anywhere else. This is a Pentagon video warning of unavoidable dystopian future for world's biggest cities. Gee, how do they know that, and why are they planning for it? This is the very same people that got the idea to do the Tower of Babel with certain countries and nations around the world? Could be. Nick Turse over at The Intercept said the year is 2030. Forget about flying cars, robot maids, and moving sidewalks we were promised. They're not happening. But that doesn't mean the future is a total unknown. According to a startling Pentagon video obtained by The Intercept, the future of global cities will be an amalgam of the settings of Escape from New York and RoboCop, with dashes of The Warriors and The Divergent thrown in. It will be a world of Robert Kaplan-esque urban hellscapes, brutal and anarchic super cities filled with gangs of youth gone wild, a restive underclass, criminal syndicates, and bands of malicious hackers. At least that's the scenario outlined in Megacity's Urban Future, The Emerging Complexity, a five-minute video that has been used at the Pentagon Joint Special Operations University. This is all the new and upcoming warriors and people that like to murder people for no good damn reason at all, and then say that it's all patriotic to do so. All that stands between the coming chaos and the good people of Lagos and Dhaka, or maybe even New York City, is the U.S. Army, according to the video, which The Intercept obtained via the Freedom of Information Act. That's right, they had to do a FOIA to get this damn thing. Megacity's Urban Future, The Emerging Complexity, is a video created by the Army and used at the Pentagon Joint Special Operations University. The video is nothing if not an instant dystopian classic. Melancholy music, ominous voiceover, cascading images of sprawling slums and urban conflict. Quoting, megacities are complex systems where people and structures are compressed together in ways that defy both our understanding of city planning and military doctrine. Says the disembodied voice, these are the future breeding grounds, incubators, and launching pads for adversaries and hybrid threats. I won't bother to read you the rest of the story. Go watch the video. 4 minutes, 56 seconds long. And by the way, while you're there, if you are a Facebook user, a Twitter, what else do we got out there, Mikey? Facebook, Twitter, what? That's attached to the thing that you... That's it? Google? I don't know about Google. Yeah, it's there, but it may not like. Okay. You have InShare, Pin It, Tweet, and what's the other one? Now, I said LinkedIn, didn't I? Is that the InShare? Is that LinkedIn? I'm sorry? Stumble Upon? Well, whatever. Folks, when you go to the website and you go there, and I'm suggesting that you look at something or whatever, do us a favor. Hit a like or send it. See, everybody else has been taking advantage of this internet cloud out there, except this old fart at this network. I'm old school. But many of you out there use these things, so let other people know. You know, you might take some criticism on your Facebook page or whatever, but you're going to start informing a lot of people that we're actually here. I've been doing this for 25 years trying to wake some people up. Let's wake them up.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria. From totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India, Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Which, by the way, admission of guilt. I actually stopped at McDonald's today that was open to get a cup of coffee and pulled into the parking lot. And what did I see? Well, I saw a police car that was not in Round Rock. Mike, what's the city directly east of us here? Hutto. Thank you. I'm looking at this and it goes, didn't say Department of Homeland Security. It said ISD, which in Texas stands for Independent School District. So I walk into the restaurant, and here's this cop sitting there. And I walked up, and I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? Oh, sure, go ahead. Yeah, no problem. I said, "What are you assigned to the Independent School District? That is your primary function?" He goes, yeah. He said, if there are any problems and they need some advice, I'll go from school to school within the district. I said, so you mean in your city's district? And he goes, oh, no, not just in Hutto, in a 75-mile radius of Hutto, Texas. I go, okay, so obviously the next question was, do you entail any other police duties? And he said, oh, yeah, if we're out and we see a crime being committed or, if somebody is speeding recklessly down the road, I'll pull them over and I'll ticket them. I said, so how does that fly with jurisdiction? He looked me right in my face and he said, I'm a police officer here in Texas. I don't believe in any restrictive jurisdictions. And I looked at him square in his eye, and I said, you're the administrative state boy, aren't you? He goes, absolutely right. And then he went on to admit to me that he was a, I think it was either Seminole or Seneca, I forget the county. He said, well, I was a county sheriff, you know. Yeah, he lasted for one term, and I can understand why. This guy's name is Joe Powell. And his list of, he's got a damn business going on. He does seminars. Let me read you this guy's resume. Says he served in almost every division of law enforcement from the mid-90s to present. His career includes numerous years of chief of police, one term as elected county sheriff in the great state of Texas. Well, it used to be. When we got people like this, no longer. He is former senior chief of police from beautiful northwest Arkansas, southwest Missouri, and the panhandle of Texas. He possesses two degrees, one in criminal justice and the other in criminal justice management and administration. He's currently working on securing his MBA, it's misprinted, it's MPA, MBA, and is in the graduate of Law Enforcement Management Institute of Texas, where he studied at Sam Houston State University, Texas Women's University, and Texas Ant. That's right, it's Texas Women's University. And Texas A&M. He is a trilogy recipient of the FBI's Law Enforcement Executive Development Association and also maintains a Master Peace Officer certification in the state of Texas and senior in the state of Arkansas. Certified law enforcement instructor for both states, a licensed concealed carry instructor for the state of Texas. He holds in excess of 100 awards, certifications, commendations. He is a spokesman at numerous venues where all people have left inspired, lifted up, encouraged, less stressed, motivated, and most of all, with a smile on their face. I could make a joke there, but I'm not. Some with sore cheekbones from laughter at his true life stories he's collected over his years on the street. Now, Joel Powell brings his experience, knowledge, and wit to you and your group's employees, clients, clubs, conferences, graduations, etc. The guy is running a seminar business as well. Now, I looked at him and I said, you know, I said, the issue of jurisdiction is one of great import. He says, well, he said, my allegiance is the state of Texas. He said, I don't believe in any boundaries at all. And I looked at him and I smiled and I said, well, that tells me why you only had one term as county sheriff. He chose to, ignore that crack. And by the end of this, he was, here's my website, and go take a look. And he was glad-handing and shaking my hand and just doing the, and I looked at him and I said, do you realize we have a constitutional crisis in this country? I said, the problem we're having is you administrative corporate coffer Keystone Cops that your policy doesn't match the Constitution. Well, yeah, I will admit there might be some problems there. I said, some problems? I said, are you kidding me? Oh, jeez. Yeah, and top that with the story I just did here with by 2030, then they overplay the date, probably by 2020. You're probably going to see the Pentagon running our cities in America. Planned or just accidental?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Let me get these phone calls taken care of because I want to play you fine folks out there. And if you don't think the alternative media has a profound effect out there, you ain't paying attention. Remember me talking about the sonar pings? Sometimes you'll send a ping out, you don't hear anything back. Well, on this one, we did. Matt Lauer on the Today Show of all places. They did a report on what are your rights during a traffic stop. I will play that, but let me first get to the callers. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Well, hey, John. You spoke to a senior officer and you kind of punked him out. I spoke to a junior officer in a fast food restaurant, and the gentleman was sitting there. He just got his burger. I got my burger. We're sitting there, and I asked him something. I said, "Hey, so how long you been there?" He said, "Well, I've been there. I'm 26. I've been here for 3 years." So he's a police officer for 3 years, and I asked him, specifically, where do you get your jurisdiction to pull people over for a broken taillight, speeding, rolling through a stop sign, and everything is all safe, nobody got hurt or whatnot? He said, it's one little part of the Fourth Amendment.
Okay, and what was that? And you were supposed to be an interpreter. How did you interpret that?
Oh, I got a little upset. I said, "There's more to that amendment, my friend. I mean, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all searches and seizures, but upon probable cause."
Yeah.
And that's the one word that they take out of there: probable cause. They forget the second piece of that, which is supported and defended by a warrant of affirmation. So, sincerely, these people cannot actually do anything to you unless they go wake some judge up in the middle of the night and get a warrant to check your papers, to check yourself, to check your car, to do any kind of an inspection or anything. I mean, we are secure in all this stuff. And the sad part is that this guy, he didn't have anything to say. Well, I was a warrant of affirmation. Oh, he grabbed his bag and he walked out. And there was a bunch of Texas Tech girls sitting at the other table. And I just looked at him. I said, "I guess I pissed that guy off." And
by the way, the one thing I forgot to mention when I was talking to Joe Powell, I said to him, I said, "You know, I said you're part of the administrative state that doesn't necessarily square with the Constitution." He kind of dropped his head a little bit, and he goes, "Yeah, there are some problems." And I said, "Another problem is police departments come up with their own policy, whether it is in line with the law." And I said, "The true law of this country is supposed to be the Constitution, and along with that, those bothersome little rights." And he goes, "Yeah, yeah, you know, there are some problems there." And I said, "Yeah, I said, yeah. Do you think that may be a problem? You think that may be a problem? Because you're exactly right. What I'm going to play here in a few minutes, this is NBC's response to getting a beat cop. He was from Rochester, New York. He was interviewed by this Joe Rosen as to what your rights are during a stop. And one of the things, the misnomer that was stated, is that, well, you know, what about telling somebody to get out of there? Well, no, we're within our right to tell people to exit their vehicle. No, they're not. No, they are not. Because the little game that they play with you, they won't answer any of your questions until they see your bona fides. Let me see your driver's license. Let me see your proof of insurance. Let me see your registration. They will not ask any questions. Well, why did you pull me over? Let me see your driver's license and proof of it. They'll keep repeating that. And if they start asking you stupid questions that they have no business asking you, like, where are you going? Where are you coming from? To start this conversation that you start giving answers. Because this traffic stop, the mere act of that stop is to escalate from there on out with questions like, "Any guns or drugs in the car? Oh, do you mind if I search?" What? You have no constitutional right to do this, but see, that's within their policy dominion. Their chiefs of unelected police have told them, "Well, this is a new policy. Here it is. You don't collect a check until you follow our policy. Or you might get reprimanded or suspended or whatever if you don't go out there and act like a true corporate coffer keystone cop."
Well, and when they stop you and then they're like, "Well, is there anything in the car I need to be aware of or whatnot?" It's like, "Well, that's none of your business." And, okay, well, can I search your car? No, you can't. Now they make you sound like you're guilty of something now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I'll just bring the dog out here in a minute. And
exactly.
We'll figure this out.
Under what suspicion? Officer, what law did I break? What law did I break? And yesterday I had posted, go look at it. Can you remember, Mike, the video that was posted by the fireman that was pulled over by a cop?
On his way to a rescue.
And the cops pulled him over, and this guy went, "Wait a minute. Stop." He says, at the end of this video, he says, "You know, I can transform things one person at a time." And they pulled him over supposedly because one of his headlights were out. Flat out lie. No headlights. Okay, well, then the story changed. "Well, your tint is too dark." "Well, no, here's my exemption. Here, well, let me read that. It's pouring down rain." The guy says, "I'm not going to hand you the paper. You're going to stand there and get it all wet and it won't be any good to me." Well, and he says, "Well, then you're going to have to get out of the car." And he said, "I'm not going anywhere." And this guy was not anti-cop, but he's just tired of the crap that these cops are doing. And I'm telling you one thing right now. People are afraid anymore. The basis of this video that I am going to play, of course, you're only going to hear the audio, and that's all really what you need to hear, is that, you have certain rights. You have certain rights, and there's things that you are required to do. You're not required to get out of your car. You are not required to exit your vehicle, period. And you don't have to answer any of their damn questions. The only thing you have to say is, I don't answer questions. So that cuts off their little escalating interview that they will do. Oh, well, you know, you don't want to get out of your car. You don't want to let us search for guns or drugs or any paraphernalia or illegal stuff. Oh, and that has,
that
by the way.
That makes you more guilty.
But you will hear in the video, oh, that has nothing to do whether I'm going to write you a ticket or not. Just absolutely.
Hey, John, just think about this. We have lost so many liberties and freedoms in the name of safety. It's fast a joke. I mean, a headlight being out, it's a safety violation. Could anybody really get killed from that? You can still see the other headlight coming down. Okay, maybe you think it's a motorcycle, but still, if you stay in your lane, you're fine. Yeah. Same thing with a broken taillight. Same thing with rolling through a stop sign that you there was no cars coming, so you didn't stop all the way. You saw you were clear, and you went. I mean, this is, in the name of safety, we have lost so many freedoms, my friend.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, and again, folks, share this with people. It was posted yesterday. It's on the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Cops getting owned. Firefighter takes control after being stopped by police. It is more than precious. Andy, thanks for your call.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
Oh, hello, John.
Hi.
It's not a typo, John. MPA is a master's in public administration.
Thank you. Okay. I will underline that so I don't make that mistake again. All right.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's very similar to an MBA in the private sector, it says.
Okay.
All righty.
Is that it?
That is it, boss.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I don't know if that would have changed the world, whether I got that wrong or not, but I thank you for the correction. Okay, here is Matt Lauer of all, you know, the absolute epiphany here. And this video just surfaced. Do you know how old this video is? It goes back to July 30th, 2 years ago, 2015. It just showed up on the internet. As of the July 19 traffic stop of Samuel Du Bois in Cincinnati shows, things can escalate quickly, even dangerously, when a police officer pulls you over. The deal was that a kid in Cincinnati got blown away by a cop because the cop thought he was reaching for something. Didn't see a firearm, wasn't under any imminent threat. It was just his perception that he might be under threat, that the guy he pulled over might do something to the cop. You know, if you're going to be that damn panty waste, I suggest you go be a greeter at Wally World, or go be a private security guy, or go bag groceries, or go work at Mickey D's. Do whatever. But you guys with your force continuum, with the ability to unholster a sidearm, aim it at somebody's head, and blow their freaking head off? That's what prompted this story. Ready, Mike? Oh, great. Thank you. Oh, and I get to hear an AT&T internet commercial in Spanish. I know hablé de crap. I got it.
Can you see me?
No, I don't. No, I don't. It'll. You're going to run into the same thing. This will be ready to go in 20 seconds. All right, go ahead and roll it.
Reports in the wake of controversial traffic stops, including the latest case in Cincinnati, what are your rights when you're pulled over? Today, national investigative correspondent Jeff Rawson is up in Rochester, New York to show you. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning to you. That video out of Cincinnati in this latest case, just so disturbing to watch. And that really did get us thinking about traffic stops and your rights, what you have to say yes to, what you can say no to. Look, we all know it's the worst feeling in the world, right? You look in your rear view, you see the flashing police lights. Maybe you were speeding. Maybe you passed somebody. They've now pulled you over. The officer gets to your door, and we see how fast these situations can turn dangerous. They want you to get out, or they want to search your car. Do you have to say yes to those questions? What can you say no to? This morning, know your rights.
You have your license.
In this latest case from Cincinnati,
why don't you pull me over for?
A routine traffic stop turning deadly. Things escalate fast. The driver shot and killed. Now that officer is charged with murder.
I'm going to drag you out of here.
So you're threatening to drag me out of my own car?
Just weeks ago in Texas, Sandra Bland pulled over, and it got heated too.
Get out of the car!
And then you
I will light
me?
You up. Get out!
Wow.
Now!
Wow.
Get out of the car!
Bland trying to record it all on her phone off camera.
Get off the phone.
I'm not on the phone. I have a right
to record. Put your phone down.
Complex cases showing how fast things can turn dangerous. So when a cop pulls you over, what is the officer allowed to do, and what are your rights? Rochester police pulling me over to show you.
Hello, sir. The very first thing I would ask for is license, registration, and proof of insurance.
And I have to give you this?
Yes, sir. That's one thing you're required to give me. Next thing I might ask is, do you know why I stopped you?
Now, let's say I know that I was speeding. I know I did something wrong. I don't want to admit guilt to you. Do I have to answer that question?
You don't have to answer the question. You could say a couple of things. You could say, I don't know, no, or not say anything at all.
And I'm not more likely to get a ticket because of that.
No, sir.
What if I want to record this interaction to protect myself? There's been a lot of controversy about people recording police. Am I allowed to record this?
You are allowed to record. I may even have a body camera on myself, or my car may be equipped with one. You're absolutely allowed to record. A couple things you have to be careful of, though. First thing is not to make any sudden movements in the vehicle or reach in areas that we can't see. Last thing I want to do is think it's a weapon.
So what I want to do is say, officer, I want to record this. I'm taking my phone out. I'm pointing it at you, and I am recording.
Yes, sir.
And this is fine.
And that is fine. The next thing that may happen, I may have reason to ask you to step out of the car.
What if I say I don't want to get out of the car?
This is another one of the things you have to do.
So I have to get out if
yes,
you
sir,
ask
you have
me.
To step out of the
bull,
car.
Bull, pucky.
Okay, so I'm going to get out. I know myself, and I know our viewers. I'd be saying, right. Officer, this is a regular traffic stop. Why am I out of my car? What's the problem?
And I may tell you, or I may not.
You don't have to.
I do not have to, no, sir. Another thing I may ask is, you don't mind if I search your car, do you?
Well, I don't think anyone wants their car searched. Do I have to say yes to that?
You don't. It's a request. I'm asking for consent.
So I don't have to say yes?
No, sir, you don't.
Even though it sounds like a command, it's really just a question.
Yes, I'm asking.
You know cops sometimes say, come on, buddy, what are you trying to hide? Why won't you let me search it?
And that's a tactic that we use trying to elicit conversation when we're talking to the people that we have stopped.
I shouldn't feel bullied to say yes.
Nope, it's still a request.
And can it hurt me in court if I say no?
No, it cannot.
So what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is there's only two things that you have to do. You have to provide your license, registration, and proof of insurance, and then you have to get out of the car when we tell you to.
That's it.
That's it.
Of course, laws can vary from state to state, city to city, but overall, no matter what, be polite to the police officer, even if you're frustrated or angry. Guys, experts say, even if they search your car without probable cause, even if you don't give them permission, better off to fight it in court than right there on the scene.
Oh, yeah.
That's good advice.
That's after your car is towed off, held at ransom, you're put in jail, you got to post a bond, and go in front of a judge that's going to believe any damn thing that comes out of the summons-serving corporate Keystone Coffer cop. Did I pretty much get that right? You do not have to consent to a search. Police will often ask drivers and passengers who have been stopped for a traffic offense if they can search the vehicle, but without a warrant or probable cause, you do not have to consent to that search. By the way, their PC... This is a trick been used by the cops for as long as I can remember. Well, you matched a description of a robbery suspect, or there was an officer involved in a high-speed chase that matched the description of your vehicle. They'll come up with any amount of crap to engage you, to escalate it, so they can serve you that summons, and that's basically what a traffic ticket is. Most people don't view it as such. There are some tickets that you have to show up in court over, and there are some that you can conveniently just pay the ticket to avoid all the hassle and spending a day watching some magistrate or some city judge sit there and rape the public. law enforcement officers generally need a warrant or probable cause to search your vehicle. Unless you give the officers your consent, officers do not have to inform you that you have to, you have the right to say no. I think that little video was a little misleading. I do. If you don't want to allow police to search your vehicle, be unequivocal and direct. Tell the officers that you will not consent to a search of the vehicle. You have the rights to film and record a traffic stop. Although police officers may be recording the traffic stop with their dash cam, you have a First Amendment right to film an officer during a traffic stop. Now, let me stop right there. Not only in traffic stops, but if you're out in public, you have every right to video a cop. 9 times out of 10, what they will say that you're a distraction and you're interfering with a stop. Or you're interfering with their performance of their duty. You're a distraction. And many times they will try to, if they've done something wrong and they think that you may have it on video, they'll try to take the damn phone or your recording device away from you. These are the most paranoid people on the face of the planet. You know, and what keeps ringing through my head, if you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about if I'm videotaping you? What the hell do you care? If you're such a righteous law enforcement and you're the first that's required to follow the law. But there's all kinds of revenueing tricks out there to trap you. Now remember, you have the right to film. But this doesn't mean you can stall or interfere with an officer conducting his investigation. Shoving a camera or an iPhone in a cop's face may be enough to get you arrested for obstructing an officer. Now, again, he will tell you that, well, this is a nuisance. You're a distraction. You're interfering with my ability to do my job. And if these officers confiscate your phone or camera, or if they arrest you for recording your traffic stop, then it's probably time to get a criminal defense lawyer on your side. And that's another trick you can use. I'm not answering another question until my lawyer gets here. You think they want to wait around for that? They don't even want to wait for that request that you made. Get your supervisor down here. By the way, that cop's getting owned, firefighter takes control after being stopped by police. He requested that a supervisor show up. Well, conveniently, the cop skittled off down the road, and nobody ever showed up. Yeah, nice try. Now, pulling a vehicle over and detaining a vehicle on a reasonable suspicion, underlined reasonable, that the driver committed a traffic offense is entirely legal, but an officer cannot detain you indefinitely. Now, there's no magic number for how long is too long to be held in traffic stops. Often a cop will detain drivers while running record checks on their license plate or IDs, or stand there try to convince you to get out of your car so they can find something on you that they can write you a citation for, or maybe confiscate your property, throw you in jail, and throw you up in front of the judge the following day. But if it's been more than 30 minutes since you were stopped, feel free to start your recording and ask the officer why you're still being detained. And then follow up with that, folks, am I free to go? Well, if I'm not being detained, am I free to go? And I'm sorry, what was your probable cause? What law did I break? If you can't cite you a law, you better start just repeating over and over and over again. Get your supervisor down here, because 9 times out of 10, that supervisor shows up. Now you put his little buns on a griddle. Now, it's at that point, he's either going to lie and cover up for the arresting officer or the officer that's detaining you, or he's going to look at this situation, realize that the person behind the wheel of the car that the cop is talking to knows a little bit more about the law than this stupid ass that just stopped you. Now, whether you're detained on foot or in a car, you have the right to decline to answer police questions. Understand that. Even the classic interrogatory, do you know why I pulled you over today? Don't answer it. Practically, it would behoove you to cooperate with the police. That is, if you trusted the guy standing there. But you are under no obligation to answer police questions, especially one unrelated to traffic stops. As I said earlier, where are you headed? Where are you coming from? Do you have anything illegal in the car? I don't know. Is your hooker wife in the back seat? I don't know. Can I turn around and look? Are you gonna take that as a move and your safety is threatened? If you have any worries or complaints about your rights being violated during a traffic stop, you'll need to know which officers were responsible for violating your rights. And you can always ask a police officer for his or her badge number during a traffic stop. Uninformed officers in states like California are required to display their badge numbers or nameplates or a badge. Now remember, your rights protect you even during a mundane traffic stop. And exercising them politely and calmly, without antagonizing officers, will never be to your detriment. Now understand, a lot of cops out there, they've found themselves on YouTube or Facebook because of Cop Block or Cop Watch or some organization that has instructed people as to what their real rights are and what you can do and what you can't do during a stop. And a lot of these cops, they now know it. They see an iPhone recording them, they're going, oh, crap, I'm going to end up on YouTube. I'm going to be made famous. And a lot of these cops do not want to be made famous because you know what? You now have legal recourse to go after them for such things as false arrest or whatever. You really do have those rights. Now, it used to be people would pay tickets because it's just a convenience. Not anymore, folks. Not when cops are tasing people. Not when they're acting like thugs. Not if they perceived your response to them as being uncooperative. There's a host of reasons why I get really nervous and don't want to stop when I see the little red and blue light boys behind me. I might end up freaking dead. Tim in Wyoming. Hello, Tim.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say real quick, this all your show tonight that I've heard so far all relates to what Eddie Craig was saying.
I've been talking about what Eddie Craig has been talking about for a long time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I was about to say that his show and your show are kind of meshing together at the moment. I actually haven't had a chance to listen to them yet, but I'm glad that you're talking about the video cameras and whatnot, because I don't know if you saw the video, but where the officer actually pulled his gun out on a man who was attaching his boat to his truck. It was actually in the city just south of me where I lived in California. And I wasn't there when it happened, obviously, but it happened when I still lived there, and it was viral. It went viral.
Well, and Mike, you just posted one. I sent over a video earlier. What's the title of that video? Where it looked like a Mexican kid with an iPhone, and the cops flat out lied, saying that he was being aggressive, and he took a swing at him. The only thing he was doing was recording them, and they went after him. And the cops lost their jobs. I can't read what you're pointing after, my friend. What's it say? NYPD cop arrested for what? Stopping cop watch. This guy actually lost his job because he lied in his report. Most of these cops lie any damn way. And unfortunately, well, they didn't have the iPhone available. What was available? The dumb cluck did this in front of a business that had three surveillance cameras pointed at the sidewalk and recorded the incident. Otherwise, nobody would have known about it.
Well, that's New York, too. I mean, super corrupt. I mean,
well, yes and no. It's a big city. There's as many good cops there as there are bad cops, but they're highly concentrated and more noticeable. Tim, thanks for your call.
Hey, thanks.
All right, I'm out of time here. I guess, am I back yet? Did I get too owly today? Am I a little bit too on edge? Must mean I'm healing, because I'm pissed off and I'm back in the saddle again. Thank you for another day on this peaceful little planet. Thank you for all of you being here today. Back with you with another edition. By the way, who do I have on tomorrow? Skip the commercial. Mark Anderson. And Mark Anderson are going to be discussing some issues. He's actually at a conference. I think he got out about an hour ago, but he said it'd be cutting it kind of close. So Mark Anderson will be with me tomorrow, and we're going to have some very interesting things to discuss. So show up and be with us tomorrow. I will say what Michael Rivera always says, aloha. Did he steal that from the Hawaii Five-0? I don't know. At any rate, I think that's it. I didn't have to tell you to skip the break because my bump is still going. Oh, you redid the bump. Bless your little whatever my mother used to say I had, and I never asked her what it was. All right. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.